Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
It is Braves Pregame Daily for Friday morning, April 9th, 2021. With Chris Domino, I'm Kevin McAlpin, and we are glad to have you with us as we get set for the home opener for the Braves here tonight as they take on the Philadelphia Phillies. It's a 7:20 first pitch. Chris, tons of great pregame ceremonies here tonight, obviously to honor the memories of Hank Aaron and Phil Niekro, Don Sutton and Bill Bartholomew. But the best part of all, there'll be 13,000-plus in the building here tonight.
Yeah, and the expectations are going to be pretty high based upon what this team has done the last few years and certainly building upon last year where the fans didn't get to root this team to the National League Championship Series. So expectations, bunting, banners, celebration of life certainly is going to be going on, and there'll be different things throughout the season that Braves fans will see as the attendance increases. I think there's going to be more towards the 2021 season in terms of honoring the gentlemen who have passed in the past year plus now associated with the Braves. So, yeah, I think people have been sitting on their hands long enough. It's one thing to be on your couch, and you could certainly be as good a fan as it gets there. But I think this group, then the 20,000, then hopefully up to 40,000 come September, October, if there's a playoff push, the building will – baseball, for me, will feel like that when you have hometown crowds trying to push something exciting in an eighth or ninth inning of a game that matters.
I said this when sports shut down last March, that first flyover, that first giant American flag, the God Bless America, the national anthem, all of that, you're going to get goosebumps because you don't realize how impactful and how important that is until it's taken away from you. And again, we got the season in last year, but it just wasn't the same. So I got a feeling tonight going to be a lot of goosebumps once all the ceremonies do begin here this evening.
And then the extra added bonus is we get a really good pitching matchup on top of it. We play a divisional opponent. The idea of what they did to the Atlanta Braves to open up the season, it matters because you get handfuls of shots against these teams in your division to try to prove that you're the best team. Look, you can beat up on the others. And this division might be a little bit, especially with some of the pitching and some of the offense that was brought over, see Lindor and others. Certainly the Nationals are trying to get all of their guys back to become the team they think they can be, with Schwarber, Bell, and others, and then some of their staff. I like the idea that you can have rivalries and multiples. Look, for a minute it was the Marlins because they won. How did they win two World Series? They're not supposed to do that. It was certainly the Phillies when the Phillies made their run to the World Series. It's been a certainly with the Mets, and then with Harper, it just became interesting to root against the Nationals. He's in Philadelphia now. I like the division in terms of the makeup of that stuff. You're going to get more opportunities to boo the other guy every bit as much as you get to cheer yours, because that's the way that this division has been set up regionally, you know, location. And I think there's also enough blood, some of it bad enough, where you go, I don't like them, but I think I like them a little bit less, maybe them a little bit more. I do like the makeup of the division in that regard, and it starts with Philadelphia tonight.
Yeah, and obviously the Braves looking for a little measure of revenge being swept out of Philadelphia to start the regular season. Back-to-back wins in D.C., so just probably a breath of fresh air getting on that plane to head home. But that's big. That's big to finish the road trip on a high note because, look, the offense couldn't figure out anything against this Phillies pitching staff, most notably against Zach Wheeler, who they'll face tonight. He was terrific. 7 innings, 1 hit, 10 strikeouts. They've got to change their approach against Wheeler tonight because whatever they were doing last Saturday just wasn't working.
Yeah, and so let's talk about the game tonight. Wheeler is a guy who he got paid like he's an ace, and he got paid like a number one in some regards, but he's a number two slipping in behind Nola. But don't tell Zach Wheeler he's a two. It's not because he's got bluster or bravado. He just thinks, okay, if I'm healthy, I'm going to go out, and I'm as good as anybody that will take the baseball on a given night. And he's kind of right.
Yeah.
To prove it in Philadelphia, a team that hasn't been to the postseason in 9 years, to help push them over the top, that's the only thing. You know, you could sign the money, and the money's going to get in on the 1st and the 15th. But there is something about what do people say about you. Well, Zach Wheeler has a chance to be part of a group that pushes Philadelphia back to the postseason. Charlie Morton, he's a guy that has a chance to push the Braves to the place they haven't been in a long time. Look, this pains me. Pains me as a guy who's lived here now 28 years to say the Atlanta Braves haven't won a World Series game since 1996. 1996? Go do the math on that. How many years later, 25, before it gets old to say you haven't been. Charlie Morton is here to do one thing. You know, he's got the rings. I say it all the time. He's not sitting around saying, hey, fellas, you see what this is? Pablo Sandoval, he's not saying, hey, see what this is. But they're here for a reason. There's going to be a moment when that should matter. Charlie Morton's here to push this team over. Zach Wheeler's there to push this team in.
And Morton pitched well in his season opener. He got himself in some two-out trouble.
He's mad at himself.
He is. Yeah, but you know what? You know what I like about him? He's mad at himself, but he's not going to show a lot of emotion. Like, he's going to take the mound tonight. He's as cool as a customer as you're going to find. He's funny in his post games. He's very hard on himself, but he also likes to poke fun at himself. But I mean, I thought he threw the ball well. It wasn't that he got bombed by the Phillies. And let's be honest, the Phillies offense didn't put up big time numbers last weekend. They just pitched better than the Braves did.
Yeah. When I say he's mad at himself, he knows that he's better than having something slip away from him. Happens to everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a reason. The greatest to ever line them up, Tom Seaver, Bob Gibson, there are moments that you don't win. Can you pull yourself out of it and then get the recovery? I think when I say he's mad at himself, I think he's mad that it started the way it did, but he didn't find a way to pull himself out of it, to pull his team out of it. He's got personal pride, but I also know that he's got front of the jersey pride. That's what I mean, and I agree with you. He's not about to throw a fit. He's not going to kick anything. He's not going to go punch a water cooler or do any of that stuff. He's not tossing bats or helmets. None of that stuff. But I do think there is that moment when you go, I'm better than that, and I didn't find a way, the ultimate way, to help my team win. It's a great pitch matchup tonight. Philadelphia's offense was good last year with a chance to be better this year. I think there's a sort of a slipper-like thing. You know, Bryce Harper should feel more comfortable. Not happy they didn't go to the postseason. Didi Gregorius is brought back because he makes sense for them. And you got a guy like Bohm and a couple of other pieces that you say, well, it's supposed to work where they don't take a backslide. They maybe get a tick better. If they're a tick better offensively and their bullpen is more than a tick better, and there's a good chance it is, this is a dangerous baseball team. You know, I don't know if Braves fans thought Philadelphia was the, oh, wait, it might be them we dislike the most. I got to tell you something. I think Philadelphia has a chance even to jump the Mets in terms of I dislike them the most because they're coming for something they haven't been involved with, which means they want to take a little bit of your lunch money.
You want to hear something pretty remarkable? I was just looking up this earlier when I was on with the front row.
Yeah.
The last time Charlie Morton started a home game for the Braves, started. Now, he also came in relief in a game in September of 2008. His last start was Thursday, August 28th of 2008. That's the last time he put the home whites on. You want to hear the lineup that he had behind him in that ballgame?
Sure.
He had Josh Anderson leading off in center field.
I'm going to say I don't remember this.
Couldn't even tell you who Josh Anderson was. Martin Prado was at first base.
Okay.
Chipper was at third. Brian McCann was catching, hitting cleanup. Then you had Yunel Escobar at shortstop. Kelly Johnson at second. Frenchie was in right. Brandon Jones was in left. And Charlie Morton was on the mound in that game. He would work six innings, two earned, four hits, two walks, three Ks. The guy he faced, coincidentally enough, a guy who's still hanging around the game, Aníbal Sánchez, former Brave, as they faced the, I guess at that time, still the Florida Marlins.
Yeah, so we were talking about that 12 or 13 years between starts for Charlie with the Braves, I think when we did this daily podcast the day that he pitched. And it's Al Leiter has the biggest time. He started a game with the Yankees. 15 years later, he started a game. Modern era, 15 years later, he started a game for the same team. You have to be good enough to be handed the baseball. You have to be good enough that you're still in the league. You have to be good enough where either you haven't figured out, I got to go, or the world hasn't figured out, why, by the way, you're done. You can't. So it's an amazing accomplishment to begin with. The fact that he's better. Look, Al Leiter was not better the second time he came to the Yankees.
Right.
Al Leiter was hanging on, and then it was done right after that. He had done his work. Charlie Morton's better, not by a little, not by a little bit more than a little, but by a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The last time he was in Atlanta was the, I'm hanging on, I'm just trying to figure this out. Now he's a winner who was brought here for a specific reason to push this team, as we said, over the top.
Yeah, and he's been a big game pitcher. There's no doubt about it. So obviously the Braves, they want him to win games in the regular season, but he's here to help them in October, something that they were desperately missing in the postseason last year.
Real quick, do you think Pablo Sandoval gets a spot start this weekend?
I'll say no, but I'll say he gets the third loudest ovation during introductions tonight.
I think he might get a start.
You do?
I like the idea that, and I keep bringing this up, it's not easy to be a pinch hitter. And I'm saying guys who have rings and have had success, they don't believe that's all they are. Pablo Sandoval doesn't believe he's a pinch hitter, but if his mentality is right and if it's bang it now. I'm not approaching it exactly the same way. I've got power. I can launch it. I can get it up. If I'm in, put it in a spot to hit a home run. He certainly has shown he has a capability of that, which I didn't think really was going to be part of the game plan. If he's a guy who figures out, wow, I can do this with a universal DH next year, he has value.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying this is going to continue, but if he proves that he's supposed to have bat will travel, get yourself a contract with a universal DH, there's a chance he won't look like what you think a DH is going to look like, but he could play himself into a full-time spot or at least something closer to that next year. It's an important year for him if he wants to still be playing Major League Baseball.
So who are you giving a day off to, Austin Riley or Freddie Freeman?
I think I'm giving a day off to Austin Riley.
You're not going to go and tell Freddie he's getting a day off early?
Listen, I might text him the night before and then just have him throw something in his own home so he doesn't throw something in the building when he gets here. But I think it might be. I think maybe Sandoval gets a spot start, and we'll see. It's just more of a hunch than anything else.
Yeah.
Maybe you see what he can do for four at-bats. So that's what we got going on. Real quick, want to thank Hooters. Masters going on all weekend long. I'm telling you, Hooters is as good a place as there is because you get wings, you get a beer, you get a burger. It's 11 o'clock when they open up all the way through. Braves country, make sure Braves games will be on at Hooters locations all across the country every day. You tell somebody at Hooters, it doesn't matter where you are, Colorado, Texas, hey, put the Braves on. They have the ability to do it. And by the way, they've been instructed to just do it. Make the customer happy, put on whatever games, multiple games on at one time. Masters. NBA playoffs are going to come. NHL playoffs are going to come. Certainly baseball season all year long. MMA and UFC. Hooters is going to give you an opportunity to watch everything that's being played around the country every day. All right, two things. Random Brave of the day.
Okay.
Brought him up because it was the anniversary of Hank Aaron's debut is next week. Bobby Thompson. That Bobby Thompson, shot heard around the world. Yeah. People don't know this. He played multiple years in Milwaukee. He's most famous for the home run in 1951 with the Giants. Started his career in 46. He played in Milwaukee for about three seasons. The reason in 1954 that Hank Aaron makes his debut, 1 month before Hank's debut, Bobby Thompson broke his ankle in a spring training game.
Mm-hmm.
So now there's a spot, there's a slot, and Hank Aaron, who had ripped through the minor leagues, they say, okay, let's him. It's his turn. So that's how he ends up making his major league debut. There's thought that he would not have been up in April of 1954. It would have been a little bit more time in the minors. Once he gets his feet going, feet on the ground at a major league level, Hank Aaron never takes the uniform off. And we know that it continues into the mid-1970s after that start in 1954. So Bobby Thompson is your random brave of the day. Remember, write it down, Bobby Thompson. I hope you have all the other ones. We got a Ryan Klesko signed jersey to give away. We got a couple of more to go. Once you know all seven, we'll give you some details how you can send those names to us. This Dayton Braves history, we had talked about sort of some of the more historic ones just yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was also the anniversary of Kent Merker's first complete game no-hitter in 1994.
Los Angeles, correct? Dodger Stadium.
So we did 74 with Hank,
mm-hmm.
94 with Kent Merker, who was part of a three-man no-hitter in 91.
Right.
His first complete game ever was a no-hitter. That was the same day yesterday in terms of anniversary. And in terms of Braves history, the Durham Bulls, who become famous in Bull Durham, mm-hmm. it's on this date in 1980, the first minor league game played in Durham since 1972, the Bulls' name last used in 67. They play their home opener as an affiliate for the Atlanta Braves. And Mark Lemke and Brian Snicker and a bunch of guys who we know in that last generation of Atlanta Braves spend time in Durham.
I've seen that baseball card too, Snit. I mean, he's had that mustache going
hard.
He had the I mean, it was looking – I think he's got to bring that back, don't you? I would love to see it.
I would say maybe if there's a postseason, you know, the hockey beard, maybe Snip brings back the postseason stash.
I love it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it would take them very long to grow it. but, yeah, maybe that's something we push if and when they clinch whatever round of the playoffs. Maybe Snit starts growing a stash. Here's the other interesting thing about that game on this date. Their uniforms hadn't come in to
really?
The home whites. Hank Aaron, who's running things with the Atlanta Braves, has a shipment of baby blues sent to Durham, and they play in the sweet baby blues of the Atlanta Braves that first game in Durham in 1980 on this
day. How
about
that? And speaking of sweet unis, they're going to be donning some pretty sweet uniforms this weekend, the throwbacks, and I saw it on the Braves social media last night. That is going to be awesome.
Here's what we'll be able to do tomorrow. Talk a little bit about the game, the home opener, everything else. We'll also talk about the celebration that will take place tonight because it will be a celebration.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there'll be somber moments, but this is going to be a celebration of the life of four very important people when it comes to the history of this franchise. So we'll bring you that tomorrow. All right, Kevin and I are done. We have another one coming tomorrow. Every day, as a matter of fact. Here's what you need to do. Hit subscribe. Then hit play or listen or whatever the arrow is. I don't know what it's called. But hit subscribe. That's the most important thing. Braves Radio Network will give you these every day up by about 9 a.m. no matter where you are in the country. When you get yourself 12, 14 minutes, hit the button. Here it is, pregame for you every day right here on the Braves Radio Network.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right, you can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.